2020 poll shows Warren pushing Sanders out of second place. By Hannah Blow on July 24, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is, once again, challenging Senator Bernie Sanders' IBT, long-held status as the second-place Democrat candidate. With an Economist/YouGov poll showing the Massachusetts senator surging past Sanders and sitting just 7 percentage points behind frontrunner Joe Biden, D. Democrat primary voters were asked, if the Democratic presidential primary or caucus in your state were held today, who would you vote for? The majority of respondents, 25%, named Biden as their first choice. The poll, conducted July 21 to 23, 2019 on 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, 1,212 of which were registered voters, showed Warren in second place with 18% support. Sanders followed with 13%. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, dash who experienced a bump after the first Democrat debate, followed with 9% support. Pete Buttigieg, D, came in behind Harris with 7% support. Five candidates, Beto O'Rourke, D, Andrew Yang, D, Cory Booker, DNJ, Julian Castro, D, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D, high, garnered 2% support. The remaining candidates saw 1% support or less. 11% of voters chose not sure. The poll revealed a slight uptick for Biden, who garnered 22% support in the last Economist/YouGov poll. That poll, taken July 7 to 9, 2019, showed Warren with 18% and Harris with 15%. While Biden continued to lead the pack with 22% support, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, landed firmly in second place with 18% support. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, followed in a close third, garnering 15% support. As Breitbart News reported. Interestingly, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who has effectively lost his solid second-place status after a lackluster debate performance last month, is in fourth place with 12% support and tied with a not-sure option, which 12% of respondents chose. The survey shows Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, maintaining his status as a second-tier candidate with 6% support. He is followed by Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D high, with 3% support, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and Julian Castro, D, who both secured 2% support. The remaining candidates garnered 1% support or less. While 25% of respondents chose Biden as their first choice, another 24% said they would be disappointed if Biden became the Democrat nominee.